Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina. Exciting day today. Not only is it Halloween here in Spain, it is also Castagna Day, Chestnut Day. And on top of that, it is my youngest children. They are twins. It is their 11th birthday today. So busy, busy day here. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe that I have the youngest children who are 11. What has happened to my little babies? So it's super exciting. On a side note, my daughter said today when she saw her regular breakfast of, she likes to eat overnight oats and some fruit. She was like, I want a special breakfast today, by which she basically meant cake. And we had to have a chat about, hey, it's nice to eat foods that are good and, you know, that we like to eat, but also, why do we eat foods? We eat foods to nourish our bodies, and we need to make sure we do nourish our bodies with good, healthy foods as well. And also, not all the time that we eat has to be special, exciting food. So a conversation that I think we can open out to everybody. Today, oh, before I tell you what I want to talk about today, well, today I want to talk about ease and flow because I love talking about ease and flow. But just a few notices. Number one, excitement, preparing myself for a free challenge. It's still in the planning stage at the moment, but the theme is going to be make 2024 the year that you get healthy and stay healthy. So it'll be in a few weeks, end of November, beginning of December time. If you want to vote on either the date or the topics, then come along to the Facebook group. There are a couple of polls in there and you can tell me your thoughts and I will take them into consideration. So that is exciting news. Hey, Claire, good morning. And secondly, my prices, my coaching prices for my amazing Positively Healthy group program will be going up in January. So I really recommend that if you are interested in joining my program, and I recommend everybody join my program. Why? Because it gets you where you want to get to and it keeps you there. I recommend you book a chat in the next few weeks and really think about it and really get to know what's involved in the program and see if it is a good fit for you. See if you think, yes, this is something that's really going to help me. Before the prices go up in January, why wait till January when the prices go up when you can get it for now? Think of it as a Christmas present for yourself, an early Christmas present for yourself. Okay, what I want to talk about today is stepping into ease and flow. And I always talk about how you can be healthy, lose weight with ease and flow. So the big question is, okay, it's all very good to talk about that, but how do I actually get people there? And there are two big aspects, I think, to ease and flow. Now, the first aspect is really creating a lifestyle that works for you. And what I'm really talking about is routines and systems and habits so that things just tick over. They just tick over and you just get into that habit of doing stuff so that you don't have to think about it. Now, I've done loads and loads of podcasts and videos on habits, so I'm not really going to go into habits here right now. But what I will say is habits are not just the things that you do. Of course, they are the things that you do, but they are also habits in how you think and habits in your emotions. And yes, we get into habits. So we get into habits of being happy. We get into habits of being grumpy. So it's really interesting to think that actually you can really change how you think about things. You can change your emotions and you can build healthier habits. Now, obviously, you need to understand how to do that. Side note, that is included in my Positively Healthy program. That is the positive intelligence aspect. It is, the program is about body and mind, and that is really the mind aspect of it. So let's dive a little bit more into the mind aspect, because that obviously has a big impact on ease and flow. So take a problem that you may be having. You may be thinking, okay, I'm really stressed and I turn to food for comfort when I'm stressed. And it's really difficult for me to break out of this hamster wheel of turning to food for comfort when I'm stressed, because I keep being stressed. I keep being stressed when I'm stressed, when I'm overwhelmed, when I've got these negative emotions. Hey, I turn to food. And it's such a strong habit that I just can't get out of it. So how do you break that habit? Well, there's different aspects. You can approach it in different ways, and I recommend approaching it in more than one way. But the way you approach it from your mind point of view is you step into what I call positive brain. So what is negative brain? What is positive brain? Negative brain is that brain that gets into any one of the saboteurs. If you haven't heard me talking about the saboteurs, then give me a ping and I will show you where I've talked about the saboteurs. But there's different types of saboteurs. So for example, victim saboteur is one. Thinking about my daughter this morning, who was very upset that she didn't get cake for her birthday and her shoes were wet, which was clearly my fault, even though I didn't know anything about it. And she mentioned it last night and I didn't hear her. But this, like, she flips into, oh my goodness, it's all a disaster. Screech, strop. My daughter has wonderful stroppy boots, and just negative brain. Does it help the situation? No, it doesn't. And it's easy to see it in other people. It's less easy to see it in ourselves. So these negative voices, they actually create stress. They exacerbate the situation and you get caught in this whirlwind of, oh my goodness, everything's so wrong. Everything's wrong with the world. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now, one of the things about the negative brain is it's really, really focused. And this is a great thing when you need to use your negative brain. For example, it's the same bit of brain that runs away from tigers. When you're running away from a tiger, it's great to be focused, yeah? You don't want to be distracted by the beautiful flowers. Oh, I'm running away from a tiger. Look at those beautiful flowers. Munch. So it has a benefit, but it also has a downside too, because when you're focused on the negative, it's all you see. And you get into this rut of negative, negative, negative. And it's really difficult to step out of negative and into positive brain. So what does positive brain look like? Thinking of our example of, oh my goodness, I turn to food for comfort. So positive brain accepts a situation and says, okay, I accept it. Or it finds gifts in that situation, learning opportunities and gifts. Now, if you accept a situation, it's not a big deal. So think about my daughter and her wet shoes. Did she accept that situation? No, she didn't. She's busy fighting. She's like, oh my goodness, my shoes are wet. It's all your fault. And all of that energy is negative energy that is really just creating negative energy. It's not solving the problem. Positive brain accepts the situation. Okay, I've got wet shoes. What am I going to do? Am I going to wear sandals? Am I going to wear shoes that are too small for myself? Am I just going to wear the wet shoes? Like, you can't invent more stuff than there really is. It doesn't matter whether you're a negative brain or positive brain in terms of finding solutions. Except when you're in positive brain, it's much easier to see the solutions because you turn on your thinking brain. So number one is accept it. Okay, I've got wet shoes. That's not great, but you know, I'm just going to go to school with wet feet. That's what she did, poor girl. Perhaps she has a learning opportunity from this. So my positive brain is saying, okay, hopefully she will have learned something from this situation. So if you cannot accept the situation, what you can do is put yourself in a situation where you think, okay, what are some of the positives that can come out of this situation? And there's different ways that you can look at this. So number one is you can think of the power of strength. Now, particularly if you're in the positive intelligence program, you know what I'm talking about. So I am strengthening my positive brain. Yes, you need to strengthen your positive brain. It's like going to the gym. So if you can have a challenging situation and stay in positive brain, you are strengthening that muscle. Or, for example, if you're stressed and you don't turn to food for comfort, you do something else instead. You are building that habit of doing something else instead. And how do you build that habit? You keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And that does not mean that every single time you are stressed, you are going to do the new habit. It doesn't work like that. Gradually, you build a habit. So, for example, you might not turn to food for comfort. You might then turn to food for comfort. You might not. You might then. But then you might do it two times. I'm not turning to food for comfort. I'm not turning to food for comfort. Oh, I am now. But gradually, that ability to do something else gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So, potential gifts. One, gift of strength. Two, gift of knowledge. So, what does this look like? Okay, you might think, oh my goodness, I just gobbled up a packet of cookies or biscuits. What happened then? Now, with your positive brain, you will look at that situation without judging yourself and you will think, oh my goodness, I was so super stressed at that moment. I just had a really stressful experience and without thinking about it, I ate the cookies and it was stress that was driving it or boredom or whatever it was. But you now have amazing knowledge that you can use going forwards. And this doesn't mean that next time you're going to do it perfectly. But as you grow and grow, you see, okay, for example, it was the stress. Now I need to work on my stress. How do I reduce my stress? I do Dr. Alina's Positive Intelligence Program or whatever it is that you want to do. And then gradually you can figure out how to solve that problem. Now, number three, you might have inspiration. You might decide, oh my goodness, actually, I'm going to do something totally, totally different. Let me think of an example. So I think for me with swimming, there was a big swimming meeting a few weeks ago, and I didn't go to this big swimming meeting for various reasons, but I didn't. And I have to confess, I felt a little bit left out and thought, okay, what can I do to sort of like compensate for that? And the answer is, I'm going to go back to swimming in the swimming pool, which I'm excited about. It's a long story, but they changed the time. And so I stopped training in the swimming pool over the winter. And now I'm going to go back at 8 o'clock. My children, who are now 11, can walk to school by themselves and I can go swimming Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So that's really exciting. So out of that challenging situation, I have created inspiration and decided that I am going to do something by myself. I've taken it on myself and I'm going to basically go back to swimming. Now, it doesn't have to be connected. Clearly, you can see that those two things are connected, but you could do something totally different. You could say, well, this whole swimming meeting was a disaster. Therefore, I'm going to learn the guitar. It doesn't have to be connected. Or perhaps a more realistic thing might be something like, okay, so I've lost my job. Connected would be, I'm going to get my dream job. Not connected would be, okay, I'm going to use this as inspiration to build my dream house or to learn salsa dancing. As I say, it doesn't have to be connected. So that is a little glimpse into positive brain and the difference between negative brain and positive brain. Negative brain is all about beating yourself up, finding the negative, complaining about things and not changing them. And yes, there are times when those negative voices do help you or they appear to help you. But the reality is they tell you you need those negative voices. I need discipline to get jobs done. No, you don't. Actually, you're much better creating positive ease and flow and finding out how to do the same thing, but in a way that you enjoy. You're much more likely to do it. So negative brain, all about discipline, push, push, push. Positive brain, you do have to train yourself to get into positive brain. But positive brain is all about stepping into ease and flow, accepting a situation, which obviously once you accept the situation, all the stress just melts away. And if you can't just accept the situation, then you can find gifts, learning opportunity in that situation. Now, obviously, this can be applied to any situation in your life. My kids being stressful, your job, your relationships, your ability to look after yourself, to create healthy, amazing you. And that's what I use these tools for, to help people create healthy, amazing them, where looking after themselves and leading their best lives and watching the weight fall off is easy and fun. And I will say to you, Of course, there are times when people slip back into negative brain. That is part of the journey. And that's why they have me to help them keep going. So as I say, if you're interested in finding out about negative brain, positive brain, and how it can help you and how joining my program can help you, I really urge you to book a call sooner rather than later. Because as I say, the prices are going to be going up in January. So jump on now whilst we're still in 2023 and make 2024 the year you get super, super healthy. You really get to increase your energy levels, decrease excess weight if weight is an issue for you, but really get to healthy, amazing you. Okay, my friends, have a lovely week and I will chat to you again next week. Bye-bye.